VSiN.com/subscribe. Get up there. Win, lose. Here we go.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
Here we go. Bad beats. Clemson laying 50. 49 rip at the half. Scoreless in the second half. Citadel refused to shorten the game. How do they shut Clemson out? I don't care who's in there. That's crazy. Also, Carolina +8. Fournette houses it with a minute 48 left from 50 yards out, just trying to run the clock out. 31-17. Another over for Arians. 14-2. That closed 47.
Yep.
14-2 overrun for Arians. And the Louisiana Tech Southern Miss finish side and total. It comes down to the fourth down play. Number one, the quarterback could have crawled into the end zone, I thought. He's terrible. Can't throw. But still, they score the foot down, touchdown, fourth down. It becomes, instead of Southern Miss and under, it becomes Louisiana Tech and over. And that was a game with a lot of COVID stuff and announcements before as well. What do you have on the Tour de France?
Okay, so I was told to bet the guy who, I'm sorry, I don't even know how to say their names. I think it was Roglic. He was 4-1 at a book out here in Las Vegas. Told to bet him because other spots he was like +150. Roglic had the yellow shirt for 11 consecutive days. He went into Saturday, Paulie, -$30. Two stages left, Saturday and Sunday. Evidently, he completely screwed up, and the dude that was behind him, who was 12-1 going into Saturday, had the ride of his life. He overtook him, and the lead turned into such an insurmountable lead that he could not lose yesterday, and he never did. So I have the guy sitting at 4-1 to win, hat tip Jeff Sherman.
Okay.
And he's a $30 favorite entering Saturday. The guy in second place is 12-1. It totally changes.
Yep. I'll give you another one, too, to get Wolf at 150-1 with a two-shot lead going into Sunday.
Well, thank God for in-play betting.
Well, you have to make money there, yes.
Yep.
If you've got a guy who's got the lead going into Sunday with 150-1. Bad for the books. Favorites 13-1 straight up. All teasers got 14-1 counting Sunday night. Excuse me, all teasers get there. Falcons +7.5 down to 3, and the over 50 up to 54. 40-39 Dallas. Jags +11 down to 7. Lost by 3. Ravens Texans under 54.5 down to 49. Fell 49. Chargers Chiefs under 51.5 down to 47.5. 23-20 in overtime KC. Andy Reid 28-2 straight up in the division since mid-2015. Packers Lions over 47 up to 51. Piece of cake. Bills 3 up to 5.5. That's no good. That's my mistake. That's a lose some. Miami, Louisville over 58 up to 66, 47-34. Syracuse, Pitt under 51 down to 47, 21-10. Central Florida, 5.5 up to 9.5, and the over 60 up to 63.5, 49-21. That was a tight game in the fourth quarter. Texas State, Louisiana, Monroe under 63 down to 58. Win some. Liberty Moneyline, +475. Beat Western Kentucky 30-24. UFC, Covington, fifth round to win in the fifth round at circa 28-1, and +550 to win by knockout TKO. So we did another one. Cerrone Price, draw 80-1 at the Westgate. There was a point deduction. When that happens, it's up for grabs.
That
and you got
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
80-1, another draw. Minner, 5-1 by submission and 8-1 to win in round one. Clark by knockout, 7-1 and 17-1 to win in round three. Lose some. Goodell in the NFL, at least. Listen, I go to Bar Canada. You're at the Westgate. I have all these TVs in front of me. You still can't focus. And 10 early games. It's not difficult. 8-5. 8-5. It's not hard.
Paul, I think we pride ourselves in going to a book on Sunday and watching like as many plays as possible from the game so we don't miss anything. Impossible with 10 games.
Well, especially now. Hockey, basketball, golf.
And the setups that we have available in Las Vegas, like you said, Bar Canada, the Westgate Superbook, awesome spots, right? They have like 15 big screens. And then I have, triple digits on Wolf, so a lot of my attention's on the U.S. Open. How can I I'm just like, guys, come on, what are we doing here?
You're right. Lose some. Rams, Eagles under 49 down to 45. Steelers 4.5 up to 6.5, and the under 44 down to 41. No good. 26-21. 49ers, Jets under 44.5 down to 41.5. Fell 44. Lafayette from 13 up to 17. And the under 61 down to 57. 34-31, Lafayette. Wake. +4 went off a 2-point favorite, lost by 3. Middle Tennessee. From 6.5 down to 3.5. Lost 47-14. They scored with a minute left in garbage time.
Oh, boy, are they bad.
They are. South Florida, 27 down to 23. 52 rip against the Irish. Navy, Tulane under. 49 down to 45. 27-24. App State, 3.5 up to 5.5. And the over 57 up to 60. In-play dream. 17-7 Marshall. Western Kentucky, Liberty under. 55 down to 51. 30-24. Win some. Let's go. This was at Rivers Casino in New York.
Yep.
I was playing with the girlfriend a while back, and she almost got this. This is, you have to get the Royale with cheese. You get the three, and then there's two cards off to the side, which the dealer has. If you just see it there with the Royal, you see the Ace 10 Jack, and then the dealer has the King Queen there. To me, that seems impossible to hit, but it happened. It's like the seven-card straight flush, right? Look at it. Oh, $270,000. How about that? And a first for me. That's how you start your pregame at the D. I went to the D yesterday. Royale with cheese. The first of my life, though. Mitch, that's a redraw. I held nothing and threw them all back.
Oh, you got to be bleeping.
$4,000. Look at that.
Wait.
Yeah, I didn't hold anything.
And you're playing deuces?
Yes.
It's a Royale redraw with no deuces.
Correct.
Oh, Jesus.
Paul. Well, bad beat. I'm playing super times. Where's the 10 times when you need it? Come on. It should have been $40,000. Right, come on.
Here we go again.
$4,000. I was shocked. I'm like, wait, what just happened? Because I didn't hold anything. I threw every card back, and it gave me that on the redraw.
Here you go. Paulie Gordon Gecko Howard. As always, I hit a Royal. Come on. I don't even have a multiplier. Sucks. On a redraw, you hit a Royal.
Yeah, I wanted the multiplier. I wanted the multiplier. That is sexy. I love it. Oh, the machines.
This is yesterday before kickoff?
No, yeah. Okay. I had time to kill. Well, that's why you get there early. Oh, blue. Oh, the pizza. Look at this guy. He's having all kinds of problems today. He doesn't know how to go about. They just give him a whole box? Yeah, he doesn't know how to attack it. Yeah, tough one. Okay, and this is an oldie but a goodie. He's dressed like an Ewok, and he's got the chicken. Just going to town. It's his world, baby. Blue, the French Bulldog. He's got his own Instagram page. And one lose some. Look at this. The guy's taking a nap outside his pool. Look at this. Here's a bear. The bear's drinking out of the water. Can you imagine? I mean, you need a diaper and a half. This guy, you could just go in and swim.
Oh,
the bear starts licking his toes. He wakes up. He goes, what's that? He's got a bear staring at him. He's taking a nap. He fell asleep outside. And he's touching his foot. He wakes up and he scares the bear off, I'm sure. He got lucky there. He goes, wow, what's going on? And his reaction scared the bear off.
The bear comes up. It's like, hey, buddy, do you want to play?
Yeah.
Wakes him up. Oh, so this is clearly like home footage. I thought at
security
first,
cameras.
I thought at first this is somebody on a cell phone. Like, I'm not going to say anything.
Security camera.
Yeah.
Look at that. And the bear goes running off. Wow. That's win-lose. Eclectic mix as always.
Whew. Hey, let me smell. Hey, buddy.